Hello and welcome to the latest in our FTR On The Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Director of Transportation Analysis at FTR. Today, I will be reviewing a recent blog post from Don Ake, FTR's VP of Commercial Vehicles. In it, Don looks at the length of this recovery and if we can get back to where we were before. After the Great Recession, some economists claimed the U.S. economy would not suffer the same fate as the Japanese lost decade, when it took Japan 10 years, from 1991 to 2000, to recover from economic collapse due to financial market shocks. No, they said, the U.S. economy is better than that, due to this, that, and the other thing. Looking at the freight markets, however, those optimistic economists could be right. Sometime this year, truckloads are expected to exceed the previous peak set in 2006, so it only took us 9 years, not 10. This economic recovery has been so slow, for so many reasons, that economists can't quite figure it out. We may get a good analysis 10 or 20 years in the future, but for now, we must play with the hand, the weak hand, we've been dealt. Don provided a tangible example of the impact of the recession and where we are in this recovery. He recently vacationed in Clearwater Beach, a resort town 25 miles west of Tampa on the Gulf of Mexico. There are many hotels and motels along the beach area that were built over the last several decades. The natural progression in a normal, growing economy would be that newer, more upscale hotels are always being built and older, deteriorating ones are closed. Of course, the Great Recession drastically changed the natural course of most businesses and markets, Clearwater Beach included. We don't know how many hotels or motels were closed due to the Great Recession, but new construction virtually stopped. U.S. hotel occupancy rates plummeted in 2009 and did not start to significantly improve until 2014. Coincidentally, the first new hotel since the recession opened last year in Clearwater Beach. It is a beautiful, multi-story, upscale hotel with room prices around $300 a night. So in this risk-averse, plodding-along recovery, someone took the initiative to invest millions in this new enterprise. However, as you know, this economy is both fickle and unpredictable, and it appears maybe they jumped the gun on this hotel. Business at the hotel is not very good. We know this because Don recently stayed there due to the rooms being discounted to $200. This was a great bargain compared to the much older place, which was in serious need of remodeling, that he stayed at last year, a place that cost only 10% less. In addition, the hotel was not very crowded during his stay, even with the discounted pricing. We would expect this hotel to eventually be successful. The travelers to Clearwater Beach tend to be loyal customers to their hotels, so it will take some time for this new hotel to gain traction. It needs to increase sales soon, however, because two more new hotels are under construction. One of these was originally scheduled to begin construction in 2007, but has been delayed due to the recession and slow recovery. The bad news is that the investor purchased the land at peak prices and has lost 8 years of profits due to the impact of the Great Recession. The good news is that he feels confident enough to build it now. This wasn't quite a lost decade for him, just 8 years. Now, hotel occupancy rates are reaching the record levels of the year 2000. Expected additional demand is the reason for the new Clearwater Beach hotels. U.S. commercial construction, including hotels, has been much stronger this year. It is a very encouraging sign to see the construction booms operating in Clearwater Beach. Perhaps these are the green shoots that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke trumpeted in March of 2009. Those shoots finally got here, just 6 years too late. And thus is the nature of this plodding, inconsistent, long recovery process. The risk now may be lower than in 2010, but it's still considered an uncertain environment. Companies and investors are still risk-averse to expand and spend very cautiously. Add it all together and you get our current economy. You see this lag everywhere in the economy, in the real unemployment rate, and the workforce participation rate, and the capacity utilization rate. The economy is fighting a battle just to get back to where we were before. If you enjoyed this podcast, we encourage you to share this with your peers. To read the full blog, visit blog.fdrintel.com or go to fdrintel.com to find the latest podcasts and analysis from FDR, your transportation intelligence experts.